WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News.
App.
ABC News Now, I'm Brian Clark. Important economic indicators begin to emerge today. The weekly jobless claims will be released, and they could be more significant than usual.
This week's jobless claims report is being released the day before the Labor Department's June employment numbers. That alone makes it significant. And then there's last week's report, which defied what many economists expected. After a few weeks of rising, then holding steady, the number of first-time claims tumbled to a 20-month low. This week, they want to see if that drop is a blip or proof that the job sector really still is strong. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Secret Service's the powder found at the White House Sunday is confirmed to have been cocaine, and investigations underway to determine how it got there. Authorities in Philadelphia say the man suspected of killing five people in a shooting spree Monday had made disturbing posts on social media right before the shooting. He was arraigned Wednesday. And four people are dead after a Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian city of Lviv. This is ABC News. The White House says the federal government is pushing Norfolk Southern to continue paying for the recovery efforts in East Palestine, Ohio, after the train derailment there.
The White House says FEMA will expeditiously review the request from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine for President Biden to declare a major disaster declaration in the area of East Palestine from the train derailment. DeWine sent the president a letter Monday making that request, writing that he's concerned that support from Norfolk Southern for the ongoing cleanup and recovery could stop at some point in the future and more assistance will be needed. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Norfolk Southern.
The EPA is making them pay so that the taxpayers don't have to pay for their mess.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
At least 16 people were killed by a gas leak near an illegal mining operation in South Africa. And in London, environmental protesters disrupted play at Wimbledon, including one incident where two demonstrators spilled confetti and a jigsaw puzzle on the court. Three people were arrested. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.